Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Ride, your Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning podcast right here on the Steel Curtain Network, part of the Fans First Sports Network. I'm Jeff Hartman, and it is time. It's finally here. I have to be completely honest with you folks. Before we talk about the news, before we get into the mailbag in the second half of this show, I'm tired. I am tired. And I think my own father put it best when I was talking to him. He came back from a golf trip in Florida, and he's probably catching up on podcasts. He said, "My gosh, can the draft get here already? I'm sick and tired of hearing you talk about the same stuff over and over again." Well, you know what? To my father and everyone else out there, so am I. So am I. I want these picks to happen. I want the new crop of Steelers to be welcomed in. Will they have seven players, seven picks? We don't know. Trades can happen. We know that they can lose picks in that regard. They can gain picks in some instances, but I'm just ready to have this new crop of players come in. We kind of get a greater idea in terms of the roster and the building of it. Then we get to look at other dates coming up. OTAs, minicamp, May 2nd. We'll be here before you know it. That's when the Steelers have to make their decision on Najee Harris and Justin Fields, a fifth-year option. I'm just ready for the draft to be here. It's busy. It's a good busy for work, but I'm just ready for it to be here. But let's talk about this podcast today, all about putting the Steelers 2024 NFL draft plan together, putting it in place. There's going to be a lot to decipher here. Now, in case you didn't hear the sourced podcast I did with Dave Schofield a couple days ago, it basically was all centered around how a lot of teams are calling the Steelers and they're saying, "Hey, what's it going to take to get to 20? So we're talking about teams 21 to 32 in the draft order. 21 to 32, a lot of them have picked up the phone, have called Omar Khan and said, "What's it going to take?" Now, we did this podcast, and I think it was someone on either YouTube or Twitter said, "Wow, Jeff, like you're reporting a phone call. That happens probably a lot. Way to go." Well, yes and no. The fact that a lot of teams are calling says that there's a lot of people that are putting out their feelers. And this was Monday, mind you. They're putting out their feelers as it pertains to what would it take for them to move up to 20. There's a million reasons why a team like the Buffalo Bills, it's a team I've always tabbed to potentially trade up to 20 with Pittsburgh because they need a receiver. And it's not that they're going to have the top end receivers like your Marvin Harrison Jr.'s and your Roma Dunze's, but they could have a decent receiver available to them at 20. If the Steelers stay put, They could maybe move back. They could get a center still. We don't know. But that's interesting. That in and of itself. Some people poo-pooed that and said, this source news is nothing. I did not view it that way, which is why I did the podcast. And so then Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan on Monday, they also get in front of the media and they're answering questions. And, you know, Omar Khan put it best when they said, you know, well, what about trading back? What do you think? He said, it's going to be difficult for me to pass on a really good player. So some people viewed that comment as, well, you know, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you a little bit more than you think if you want the 20th overall pick. But it's time to put the plan together. It's time to put the plan together. To be realistic, the one thing everyone has to realize is that they have to have multiple plans in place heading into Thursday. And Omar Khan admitted that. He said, you could talk about hypotheticals all day and all night, but they have done a lot of strategy sessions about what could possibly happen. What if a number of quarterbacks go early? What if a certain player falls? What if? You have to run through those scenarios as an organization to know. So to think that there's one plan, that's just not it. There's going to be more than one plan. There's going to be multiple plans. You have to plan for a trade-up situation like they did in 2023 when they traded up to get Broderick Jones. You have to consider a trade-down situation if a team calls and wants the 20th pick or to stay at 20. And even the best laid plans have to have alternatives. And that's really important to kind of configure in this whole equation. So let's give you an example. I mentioned the quarterbacks. I did the NFL whip around with Coach Kevin Smith. That ran on Tuesday on our NFL feed, FFSN NFL, wherever you get your podcast, go check it out. And he talked about Michael Penix Jr., the Washington quarterback coming into the draft, how his stock is skyrocketing right now. And so you have, we all knew the top four quarterbacks, most assume we're going to go in the top 10. Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, J.J. McCarthy. But what if all of a sudden Michael Penix finds his way into the top 15? And then what if a team like the Denver Broncos, this is something that Coach KT Smith brought up, what if they feel like they're being left out and they say, well, we have to get someone that we think is the best of what's left, and maybe they take Bo Nix. Now all of a sudden we would have six quarterbacks selected in the top 12 to 15 draft picks. Do I think that's going to happen? No. But if it does, players are going to drop. Offensive linemen, defensive backs, wide receivers, you name it, it's all just going to be pushed down and there's going to be more players available. That changes the plan. So the Steelers are going to be sitting back and they're going to be watching things and saying, okay, how's this going to play out? Maybe a team trades out. I mean, think about last year's draft. The crazy trades with Houston in the early portions of the round, of the first round. Like, it just really, right off the bat, turned everything on its head. And speaking of that trade with the Arizona Cardinals, you go to the Arizona Cardinals, they posted a video from last year. It's actually pretty cool. Showed their general manager in their war room. He's answering a call. And then he's saying, hey, what did you offer? And then he's trading back. So Houston goes up, and then he comes back and trades back down to get Paris Johnson Jr. And it was really exciting. This stuff happens. Now, Omar Khan did admit in the press conference on Monday that the majority of these trades happen well before they are on the clock or whoever is on the clock. So last year in 2023, when the Steelers traded with the Patriots, that deal was done, according to Omar Khan, pretty close to when the Steelers were getting on the clock. Pretty late. Most of these deals are done before that, because once that clock starts ticking, you're running out of time. So the one thing you have to understand is that the structure of the NFL draft, in case you're someone that has never really paid attention to it, there are people that are diehard fans of the Steelers, but they're not diehard fans of the offseason minutia. They're not huge fans of roster development. They are just fans of the team. But maybe this is your first offseason watching this stuff, following this stuff. So understand that the structure of the NFL draft is fluid. Therefore, the plan has to be fluid. Like I said, if they decide that, oh my gosh, someone that really covet is fallen to maybe pick 15, they might want to move up and try and get him. Or if they don't feel there's value there, maybe a lot of quarterbacks didn't go, maybe just four went in the top 15, then maybe the Steelers stay put, or maybe they move back. The one thing I'll never forget throughout this process, that from this offseason, was when we basically, I talked to my source and he essentially said, expect the unexpected. Expect the unexpected. You have teams already inquiring about the 20th pick. The Steelers have stacked up four picks in the top three rounds. And there's a lot of people that would really love to have like an extra third round pick. They have 2 6th round picks. They could move with some of those. They are definitely in play to make moves. Expect the unexpected. I believe that. I honestly do. When I think about this, I think that this is the first draft that I can remember where it is truly unpredictable. I typically have a pretty good feel for what direction the Steelers are going to go in. So in 2022, we knew they needed a quarterback. No one thought it was going to be the first and only quarterback in round one in Kenny Pickett, but we all knew that they were looking hard at quarterbacks. Last season, we knew an offensive tackle was probably going to be the first round pick. This year, when you're talking about positions, it could be a tackle. It could be a center. If a cornerback falls, don't be shocked if they take a cornerback. It could be a wide receiver even. I'm not going to be shocked at either of those, but I don't know which way they're going to go. And then when you even break it down inside those positions with players, so if a Quinyon Mitchell falls, they love that guy. They probably take him. They would even trade up to get him. If Amarius Mims is there at 20, and so is Graham Barton, do they take Mims, who's an all-project for someone they feel that the Steelers have told our source inside the building has said Graham Barton is their favorite interior offensive lineman? I don't know. And then the trading situation. This isn't Kevin Colbert's front office. Kevin Colbert did trade. I don't want to paint the picture that he never made moves. He did. He traded up in 03 to get Troy Polamalu. Traded back to get Casey Hampton, I believe, in 2001. I think he traded back for Santonio Holmes in that draft. I think that was 2006. I could be wrong. But so you have the situation where Omar Khan, though, has a different feel to him. Omar Khan has that wheeling dealing type feel that if he were to say, okay, Buffalo at 28, you want to go to 20. How can we make this work? Well, we'll swap first round picks. So you're going to take 20 and I'm going to take 28 and you're going to give me your second round draft pick as well. So now all of a sudden the Steelers would move back 8. They would get they would have 2 second round picks and they would have 2 third round picks. I could see in that scenario, Omar Khan in the second round saying, I'm moving one of these picks because I want to go up and get a guy. I want to go up and get this player. So maybe he takes that third round pick, the compensatory draft pick that they received from the Philadelphia Eagles in the Kenny Pickett trade. And he says, listen, I need to move up to get Zach Frazier. I want to get Zach Frazier in the second round. So I'll give you that third round pick and I want to move up in the second round. I can see that happening. I can totally see that happening. But what's crazy is as I continue to think about this, I continue to wrap my head around what the Steelers draft plan is. It's going to be all reactionary. It's all going to be reactionary. I think this draft, I don't know what's going to happen. Everyone's assuming Caleb Williams is going to go first overall. But after that, who's Washington going to take? Are they going to take Jaden Daniels? He doesn't want to go there. Are they going to take Drake May? Is J.J. McCarthy, whose stock is skyrocketing, is he going to go? And then what about the Minnesota Vikings, the Denver Broncos, the Las Vegas Raiders? They are all in like that 10 to 15 range. They all need quarterbacks. So are they going to trade up? And if they do, what does that do to everything else? This Steelers draft is shaping up to be a lot of fun. It's also shaping up to be exactly what our source said. Expect the unexpected. This is like Christmas Eve. This is exactly like Christmas Eve. And the only difference is that on Christmas Eve, you kind of wake up and you're like, I don't know what's going to happen. Like, am I going to get gifts? What kind of gifts am I going to get? Well, the Steelers are going to take someone unless they trade out of the first round. The question is who are they taking, what position, and when are they taking him? Are they going to move up? They're going to stay still? It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we are going to have it all for you at Steel Curtain Network. I will tell you, I think I had a question about this in the mailbag segment about our live stream. We're going to be doing that. Might have some guests coming in. We're going to talk about all the picks. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you tune in on YouTube. But we'll talk about that more in the second half of the show. So let's do that. Let's take a break. We hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to dive headfirst into a mailbag that is full. Trust me, a lot of questions. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Ch-ch-chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Steeler fans, it is time for the mailbag segment. You know what it means. Every Wednesday, I answer your questions live on the show. So let's get right into it. Believers, who asks all the, he always does the ride or die poll of the week. He also does an Oklahoma Joe's poll because this segment is courtesy of Oklahoma Joe's. They did right by me, so I'm going to do right by them. If you want to get an Oklahoma Joe's grill, I just did some awesome burgers on my Highlander grill. That's the one I've had since 2020. It's held up. It's awesome. They just sent me that new smoker. I did 2 pork tenderloins and 2 whole chickens. Took me only about 4.5 hours. They were phenomenal. All the guests that came over loved them. The kids loved them. You can save yourself some money. Go to their website, Oklahoma Joe's, and you can use the code RIDEORDIE10. Save yourself 10%. So I want to do right by them. So here we go. Ride or Die Crew, Oklahoma Joe's poll of the week from Believers. When grilling, smoking, my favorite thing to make is... So the options were burgers and dogs, steaks, chicken, and pork. It's all of it for me. Like, I love grilling food. I love smoking food. I'm going to have to say that my wife, I asked her, and I voted. She said she loves my burgers. Like, the burgers that I make on the grill are phenomenal. I don't do a lot of hot dogs, but if I did, burgers and dogs is the way we went. Next one was the Ride or Die Crew poll of the week. I want the Steelers to trade up, stay at 20, or trade down. I actually said trade down. We'll talk about that as we go. Let's go to Jeff Koons. Good morning, Jeff. Do you like the clips of Mike Tomlin talking to the Steelers draft picks on the phone? Any favorites? Mine has to be him telling James Conner to drive down from Erie, but he, quote, wasn't going to reimburse him for the gas miles. Man, I'm just joking, end quote. I do love those videos. I think it's awesome when you hear Tomlin talking to the draft picks for the first time. It's like that once in a lifetime thing. So I don't have any necessarily that stick out. I think I remember more of the player's reaction than I do Tomlin. He seems to be pretty much
the standard, hey, man, you ready? You healthy? But I do love those. Yeah, let's go to Tank. He has several questions. If the Steelers hired either Diesel or Aaron's at the Diesel Kiesel, I guess is who you're talking about, Brett Kiesel or Aaron Smith to coach the defensive line, do you think Benton and Loudermilk would drastically improve? If there's one coach I do like, I like Carl Dunbar. I think he's a phenomenal football coach. I think that they might help from an experience perspective, but he is a good coach. I want to get that out of the way. Next, Tank says, continue with former players. Would you rather see Law Dog for the linebackers or Pouncey for the new center? Give me Pouncey. I think he would be a great coach. Next from Tank, with teams inquiring about pick 20, do you think a bidding war will grant us their first, a second, and another fourth? I think it could. I think if you want to move up that far, let's say it's 28 to 20, we'll keep with that same Buffalo Bills at 28. If it's that eight spots, you might get a second pick and not just like a second rounder. I think that could legitimately happen. Let's go two more from Tank. Now that we have JPZ Jr., isn't it logical for the Steelers to find the son Troy was always holding the trophy with? I think that kid's in high school. And it's crazy that Jerome Bettis' son is going to Notre Dame. It's insane. I'm not that old. How does this happen? I don't know. Last one from Tank. Would you consider this next season a bust if we don't get Fields or Wilson locked in for the next few years and at least a division round win in the playoffs? I don't know if I'd call it a bust. It would be really a tough pill to swallow if neither of those two quarterbacks have proven their worth and the Steelers say, we want to keep you here. Let's make the financials work. That's what would be tough. Let's go to Tom East. Jeff, wanted to wish the Steelers good luck in the upcoming draft. Second, can you see the Steelers picking O-line with the first two picks, ride or die crew forever? Thank you, Tom. I don't think for the first two picks, although if they went offensive tackle in round one, and then they went center in round two, I could see it happening. I could see it happening now that you mentioned it. Let's go to Thomas. He said, would you be willing to trade both third round picks to get another second round pick? Man, that's a difficult question. I would not. There's still a lot of value in the third. If they trade one of them, if they move up and they want to trade that last third round pick that they acquired from Philadelphia, I'm fine with that. But I want a third round pick. I don't want to abandon the third round picks. Brian Haynes asked several questions. Here we go. Which day of picks do you enjoy the most? I like night one, but I really enjoy day two. I think more happens on day two. I like round one. It's just exciting. It's the players that I really, really know. Once you get to day two, I'm not a draft Nick, so I don't know all these guys. I find myself saying, who the hell's this? So day one for me. Brian also asked, since you started really following, what's the best draft class you've seen? I will say the 2023 is going to be up there. They have to prove themselves still. I'm going to say 2017. That was a great draft class. And although a lot of those players aren't with the team anymore, does not mean that that wasn't a great draft class. You had TJ Watt. You had Juju Smith-Schuster. You had James Conner, Joshua Dobbs. Cam Sutton was in that class. It was a good draft class. Brian also asked, would you rather trade up for an effing tackle, meaning there's all these tackles with the last name that starts with an F. Say Fuaga at 17, trade back for Barton 27, or stay put and get Mitchell. If you could guarantee it was those three players, those numbers, of course. Would I trade up? I'd trade up for a tackle if they think this guy can start on day one. I'm not interested in trading up for Amarius Mims, who's not going to be, hey, let's put him on the right side. Broderick, you move over to the left. Dan, you're the break glass if emergency, the tackle. Unless it's that guy, I'm not interested. All right, let's go to Corey Eckenroth. He said, okay, Jeff, no one else asked, so I dare to. With the 20th pick of the 2024 NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers do what, Jeff? Trade, stay, and if so, who does El Jefe think the Steelers take? All right, so I actually think they are going to trade. Which way? I don't know. If they stay, I think they take Graham Barton out of Duke. That's my prediction. Let's go to, we had a couple more from Brian Haynes I missed. Let's go to those. Can Khan call the Bears and offer a stale bag of chips and a conditional seventh rounder to trade up to 9 and take Rome Odunze? I don't think that Chicago is buying that, but I would love it. Next, let's go to Brian. If Brock Bowers is there at 20, and all five top offensive tackles and cornerbacks are gone, do you take him? These are the hypotheticals that are tough because, well, what about the offensive line, like the centers? Are they all still there at 20? You know, what about the wide receivers? You know, I need to know my options. It's tough for me to answer that. Let's go to Will Caldwell. Hey, Jeff, based on the vibe, are there any players that if they fell within reason outside the top 10 that you could see the Steelers moving up for, overstaying, put in getting a Fontenot or Barton? Yeah, there are. I still swear that if a really good receiver, if like Roma Dunze somehow fell to 11 or 12, I bet the Steelers would be interested. I bet they would be interested in placing a call. I think Denver is 12. So maybe if Quinyon Mitchell, I'm telling you, they like that guy. They've liked him since the Senior Bowl. They really liked him after the Combine. That hasn't changed. Steeler fan 69 injecting some humor into the show, as he always does, said the Terminator works at my grocery store. I asked him where the laundry detergent was, and he says, I'll be back. Get it? I'll be? I know. He said, this one's for bad. Dorothy, I miss Kansas. Toto, I miss the rains down in Africa. There's going to be a whole slew of listeners that don't know that the band Weezer didn't sing that song. That was actually Toto. He said, what do you call a constipated detective? No, you know what? Sherlock. Trying to keep it PG here, Steeler fan 69. Thank you very much for the jokes, as always. Let's go to Matt D. My sneaky take is that the Steelers double dip at defensive line. Maybe not at the top of the draft, but I think we come away with two defensive linemen by the time the draft is over. Thoughts? I'm all for it. I'm all for it. They need to bolster that group. Isaiah Loudermilk, he's in the final year of his contract. He hasn't really done much anyways. Cam Hayward's not getting younger. Larry Ogunjobi didn't really play well last season. Bolster the group. I'm all for it. Brian Katz, if you were to take a shot, whenever a certain word or phrase is said during the draft, which of these would make you drunker than a Kennedy? Now, let me first say I do not drink. So haven't drank in years. And no, I'm not an alcoholic. It just doesn't suit me anymore. If I were to say, okay, let's see here. I would say if you want to be drunker than a skunk, or if you want to be dead by pick 15, every time someone on the NFL draft, whether you're watching NFL Network, ESPN, doesn't matter, every time they say value, drink, and you will be probably passed out, like I said, by pick 15. All right, Brandon Diaz, he asked four questions. Number one, as we sit here right now, are we more likely to trade up or down in round one? It depends on how the board goes. Number two, say we have an early run on quarterbacks and offensive line. Are we taking Cooper DeJean or a wide receiver? Again, it's tough. Give me some other options. Like, there's got to be someone else other than Cooper DeJean for me to choose from. Number three, if the Steelers were picking one, who would they take? So you're taking one overall? I'm not a fan of Caleb Williams, by the way. Never have been, probably never will be. It has nothing to do with off-the-field stuff. I just think he's too streaky. He's not consistent enough for me. Drake May, I know it's Jeremy Betts' guy. I'm not a fan either. If it were me, like Jaden Daniels provides something. But J.J. McCarthy, he's probably the most pro-ready quarterback of the group. But then again, some might say his ceiling is lower. I don't know what I would do. Number four, when's IU coming to Pittsburgh, Thursday night or Friday? I haven't heard anything on that front. I do know Rob Stats Guerrero of Fans First Sports Network, who does our 49ers coverage. He does a great job. He actually had a podcast come out saying that they told Ayuk if he wants, he can search for a trade if he wants, but they got to approve it. So we'll see what happens. Jay Allen said, if the Steelers had the number one overall draft pick this year, but promised Russell Wilson they wouldn't pick a quarterback, who do they pick? Man, so you're saying that number one overall draft pick, but they can't take a quarterback? Who do they pick? Well, there's some really good tackles that they could probably take that would be just fine. That would be just fine. I know that a lot of people would say, oh my gosh, number one overall, or you could take Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't think anyone would argue if you say, I don't need a quarterback, I want the best skill position player. That's probably it. That guy would probably be it. They're not in that situation though. Let's go to James. He asked Jeff, other than the block number uniforms, which would you choose to bring back of the following? The 1930 Bumblebees, 1960 gold helmet, gold numbers, white pants combo. Said, I've seen a lot of uniform buzz lately. Would love one of those other throwbacks. Well, I don't think the Steelers like to duplicate throwbacks. I've said it a million times. All I want to freaking see, give me the block numbers and just once time, Can they please wear, have gray face masks just one time? I just want to see it once. People that don't know this, the Steelers' first two Super Bowls that they won, the team wore gray face masks. It was not black. Then the second time they did, the second time they actually won two Super Bowls, so the last two of that four in the 70s, they had black face masks. I want to see the mock numbers. I want to see the gray face mask, and I'll be happy. That's all I want to see. All right, Zach Farnsworth said, hey, Jeff, how long do you think fans should give new draft picks before we can decide if they were a good pick or a bust, and does it depend on their draft position? I would think a round one pick would contribute sooner than a round five pick at least a start. Yeah, so last year I think I did expectations for these players. Round one pick is expected to contribute this year early. Round two, day two picks, round two and three, they are expected to be some form of contributor. Maybe it's just special teams in their rookie season. After that, it's a crapshoot. It's a crapshoot. But I do think you have to give players time. You have to give them time to develop. Think about a Nick Herbig, fourth round draft pick, came in sparingly on defense, made some plays. Let's not forget the strip sack. I think it was against Geno Smith and the Seahawks this past year. Made some plays, but was also just a special teams guy. So he contributed, and he's expected to take a big jump in year two. Got to give him time. Got to give him some time. West Coast N said, if the Steelers were to double dip at any position, what would you guess that it is? I'm actually going to go with Matt, who said defensive line. I think that the defensive line is a place, if they double dipped, I'm not upset about it at all. Cornerback is another one. That's another position I could see them double dipping. Christian Bon, I hope I said that pronounced that correctly, said, why is everyone hating so much on Dan Moore? I'm all for the Steelers drafting a tackle, but am I wrong to think he should be a solid contributor in 2024? He's not the worst tackle in the league. He's definitely not the best tackle in the league. The Steelers fan base wants a really good left tackle. I don't think that's a fault of anyone. With that being said, I think the Steelers are approaching this draft saying, if a tackle is there, we will consider it. We are not going to overreach for a tackle because we have Dan Moore. And they could probably get a guy. Hell, they might have a guy on their offseason roster that they really like. I think the guy from Shepherd, where I graduated college, I believe he's on the offseason roster. Maybe they really like him. I think his name's Dylan Cook. I'm not sure if that's correct or not. But still, I'm with you. I don't know why everyone craps on Dan Moore. He's got 1 year left on his rookie deal. If they draft somebody, great. If not, we'll see. Last one, Blue Steel. Do you have any special draft night plans, grilling, live streaming, night putting? Night putting. I love that. If you don't know that joke, you got to go watch Caddyshack. All you got, hey, it's just putting at night. You knew who that guy was, Danny? Bob Hope? No, Mitch Kumpstein. Anyways, that's the joke from the movie. It's Chevy Chase, classic. So draft night plans means that I'm in front of the computer and we're doing our coverage. We're doing our coverage. So on night one, day one, we're going to have a live stream for the entire round one. We're going to be there, myself, Brian, Dave, a lot of contributors from the Steel Curtain Network. And you're just going to get an idea of, like, here's what it looks like. This is us just sitting around talking about it. We'll bring up comments and stuff like that. Oh my gosh, I can't believe that guy went there. After that, it's going to be a lot of writing for me when the Steelers do make their pick. I've got to do a lot of editorial stuff. Got to do a lot of stuff for Fans First Sports Network. And then we'll be doing some podcasting as well, but I'm not going to be grilling on draft night. Now that's a busy night. So that's probably one of those, my wife might make pizza or something and we'll have pizza, something quick, because that's a really, this is the busiest weekend of the year for me in this job. By far, the busiest weekend of the year is the draft weekend. And that includes the season. This is the busiest weekend. It is exhausting, but I also think it's a lot of fun. And I've learned to like it more and more every single year. So I'm excited for this season. I'm excited for this draft. I'm excited for everything to take. Let's do it. Let's finally get to the draft. Make sure you're staying tuned to Steel Curtain Network. We've got a great podcast coming up at noon, the Steel City Insider with Jeremy Ritz and our own Jim Wexel. And then steelcurtainnetwork.com should be your one-stop shop. You'll still have the Stat Geek tomorrow morning with Dave Schofield. You'll get what Yin's talking about in case you want that last final fix before the draft kicks off Thursday night. And then Thursday night, there's no preview because we will be on to talk about the Steelers' first-round pick. I'll be back on Friday. No Jeremy Betts. I'll be doing probably some real short winners and losers, my thoughts on the pick. It's going to be a lot of fun. Buckle up, folks. We are going to have you covered here at Steel Curtain Network. In the meantime, you know, you finished out. Be safe, be kind, and God bless. Almost here. We'll see you on Thursday night. Go Steelers.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.